Welcome to What the Religion, a journey beyond beliefs, where we delve into the profound mysteries of existence itself. I am your host, Maggie, and together we are embarking on a journey through the tapestry of the very complicated human belief system. If you are someone who is interested coming onto my show, whether you believe in the most outlandish of ideas, or you really don't believe anything happens when we die and religion is just a hoax, please send me an email to whattereligion@gmail.com. I think everyone has a story and I want to hear yours. And hey, if you want even more engagement, consider supporting me on Patreon. Every month I host a live stream where, well, we just kind of sit and chat. I usually will pull out my current religious book I'm reading and we can talk about it together, or we'll just talk about God, ghosts, or, really anything. Oh, and you also get a monthly sticker. If you don't want to send away 5 of your hard-earned cash, please follow me on TikTok for some bite-sized clips of behind the scenes of making this show and some other content that, well, I kind of just put up randomly. And well, that's it. Let's get back to the show. Okay, so I want to say a quick disclaimer before you listen to this podcast. Today we had on Antonia. Her daughter was there playing with my dog, running around the house, and also my partner decided to wash the clothes and then eat some pistachios near the end. We're all still learning here. So there is some distractions in the background of the episode, but it's a great one. So if you can move past that and sort of laugh at the mistakes as we go on this podcast journey, you should enjoy yourself. So that's it. Let's get into it. Welcome, Antonia, to the podcast.
Thank you for the invite.
Yes. Do you know what you're getting yourself into? Do you know what this is?
No, I was told that I was going to answer some questions and based on religion.
So the podcast is mostly like, because not everyone has a religion. But I think most people have a belief system in how they live their life. So it's mostly talking about your beliefs and how they evolved over your growing up and kind of what they are now. So less about religion, more about beliefs, which is misleading because the title is What the Religion, but yeah. Yeah. So, do you want to tell me a little bit about you and where did you come from? What was your family like?
I was born in a big family. I live in Barcelona, which is a little bit different than the rest of Spain. We have been looking for to have our own culture and identity preserved somehow. And to fill up at this point, I don't want to do that. Well, when I was raised, and that's an important point, is we were raised as being Christian. Spain has a big influence
of Christians.
Christianity, the better world is not this world. That you're supposed to.
What does that mean? The better world is not this
The
world.
world is like after this life, you get better place in somewhere.
So it's focused on the afterlife.
Okay, so that would be Christianity based on, like, generally everyone believes that your actions have consequences. And therefore, you have to act a certain way that is expected, as the Bible says. As in my situation, I was Mormon or LDS or Latter-day Saints. So that did had an impact on what my choices were in short and long term, right? And some of them made me feel that I would have to waste some time of my life, and some others have told me that I can appreciate why people might believe things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, were you raised with both your mom and your dad?
Yeah. My mom and my dad. They're really active in...
I'll just cut it though.
Vale, señora. Just get it out.
Do you want some help?
No.
Do you got it?
What's he doing?
He's trying to eat it.
Probably smells that. So,
you're raised with both your mom and your dad.
Yeah, my mom always Catholic.
Hmm.
And. Is that, well, her beliefs are based on that, like, you do what you do this life, and then it has consequences on the next life.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fantasy.
It's yeah.
Created to self-regulate, self-control, and then continue what society, social economics, and how education have been built up to get everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Under control, and in Christianity itself, it's a beautiful. It could be beautiful until you realize, and I mean beautiful life, because what it shows, it had shown me, is you had a lot of people like you. Like, if you're part of that community, and somehow you have extra perks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you probably yeah. get a job if you're in a relationship, uh-huh. because somehow those connections take you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Out of mafia either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I also noticed that, well, we are paying tithing,
mm-hmm.
10%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the bishop will pound on, are you keeping the commandments?
Mm-hmm.
So then you can get that help that you do not think that you can do yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or that's what it switches on. If you're not keeping the mentality that they have, the way that they see, the fantasy that they believe, then. So that's why my mom. She was Catholic, then she met missionaries, and
what missionaries did she meet? The LDS missionaries?
LDS missionaries, yeah.
And was your dad Catholic, or what?
My dad was already LDS before my mom.
Oh, really?
They met in the church.
Oh, they met in the church.
Yeah.
So she converted, then met your dad?
No, actually my mom got baptized. So, yeah. So they met in the church.
They met in the church.
He was the, what is it called?
A bishop?
The visitor.
The home teachers?
Home teachers, there we go. And, he was in the church. And somehow, they dated.
So what is the, because all I know about the culture of being Mormon is from Utah, and so it's very crazy. What is it like in Spain? Is it much different?
I thought, like, what the heck? yeah. And that's the thing is, my dad and my mom isolated us quite a bit of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that worked out until you do some mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we were in Spain, and when I say isolation, I mean, like, I have my sisters and brothers, right? So
mm-hmm.
you don't think of, like, well, I have to go and look for friends, like,
mm-hmm.
kind of spend a lot of time with my sisters,
mm-hmm.
which I love, like, though we were in the same mentality, same mm-hmm. way of beliefs.
Yeah.
So then.
And what is that mentality? What is? Can you explain more about how you thought? Why did you feel isolated? Yeah. Like, how was that?
It was white and black mentality. Mm-hmm. So you do something, you get consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Like a negative consequences, mm-hmm, or positive consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Very, someone else is dictating what you have to believe. So in now, like, if I say they one day to another, like, what would look like in the, my days, mm-hmm, before it was I would wake up and I pray, mm-hmm, my knees. Then I would go to school. I remember not having any friends, and that was a big issue because it was like, if they don't follow God,
mm-hmm,
then there's something wrong with them.
You couldn't be friends with them.
Yeah, and so I would have a hard time to invite anyone at home,
uh-huh,
because of that.
Yeah.
So I would be quite a bit isolated. Did things to still be part of the community. It was soccer, but then my social skills were really bad. So mm-hmm, that add up to the fact that, well, there's something wrong, black,
mm-hmm,
and white.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're not the black, if you're,
mm-hmm,
not the white, you are the black.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from the Bible, right? Christianity. And I don't want to say anything that's told that based on Christianity or I think either or, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be right. I would go to school. I would come back home, and then very often we would have something to do with the church.
Mm-hmm.
Like missionaries were over.
Wow.
We would do that. Yeah, that meeting. What is it called? That night, morning.
Oh,
morning.
Family home meeting.
That one. Yeah, we might even have two that week.
Wow.
So the thing is, you will not have time to just question what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very isolated.
It's just how your family was.
Yes. So, and then we end up having some friends in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Which, they align so much with that because all the parents would do that with their own kids.
Mm-hmm. So could you still, because you were LDS growing up, could you be friends with Christians or like other religions? Was it people who didn't have a religion that your family sort of didn't let you be with? Or was it you could only be with LDS kids?
It was a passive-aggressive way of you cannot be with,
mm-hmm,
someone that is on the black,
mm-hmm,
side.
Yeah.
Or someone that is choosing to do wrong,
mm-hmm,
which is wrong, basically,
mm-hmm,
on the on morality and ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They would never say, don't go.
Uh-huh.
Spend time with someone.
Yeah.
It was very passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, remember that when you go outside our house, God is watching over you. Like,
uh-huh,
he's looking at you, is,
mm-hmm,
actually micromanaging.
Yeah.
You know what? So somehow those eyes, whereas dad and mom were there,
yeah,
were there.
Mm-hmm.
So you would feel guilt for things that were based on,
mm,
what they say is good or right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would spend time with someone that with another religion, that,
mm,
would be only if I was preaching them.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to tell them about the church.
Yes.
Wow. So as I've been doing this podcast, guilt seems to be a big driving factor in many religions. How do you feel about that? Do you still carry some guilt?
My beliefs have changed. My,
yeah,
belief about myself, what's good or right,
mm-hmm,
that's what I made a difference, right?
Yeah.
that's what made a difference. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into that. How did your beliefs start changing? Like, what age do you think you were? What stage in life do you think when you started thinking of other stuff?
I did not have to look for any doctrine to know this part.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think that everyone has to do what they have to do to make themselves happy.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
What changed at some point, I would say I was 32 around that time.
It's pretty old, like older to leave
yeah.
a religion, like a whole lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm. I was 32 and things add up like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
One thing went to another. I felt isolated one more time by my choices of not being active
mm-hmm.
in the church, because I started to question what family is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was getting divorced. And then family system. And then I questioned myself about love.
Mm-hmm.
And truly what that meant. And that came like down to I started not to feel guilt by not going to church, but I felt heavy and that didn't belong in the church around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they were preaching about family and love was based on what they can control in others. They were mm-hmm. like, yeah, we can love you to this point,
mm-hmm.
but you have to make your changes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change for me.
Yeah.
Like, I would say that in a more fragile way, let's say, that's the community, right, the church, but I would see that same thing in my family. And well, my mom she wanted to limit me on, even though I was an adult and I was probably choosing in a very mature way before,
mm-hmm.
like whoever wants me to do God, therefore who's God in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I was dad and mom and dad told me that we follow dad and mom,
mm-hmm.
you're following God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, then so going down the path is I questioned what was good for me was not aligned with what others were telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And that they didn't accept that, then I pushed myself out of there more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that moment that I question love in a very deep way of, am I not supposed to accept others as they are?
Mm-hmm.
Am I not supposed to be accepted too?
Mm-hmm.
Why? And that's why I'm not, if I could go down to doctrine, I would see things that reflect this same thing, but
mm-hmm.
In those days, on that time, the ones that were around me already were doing what doctrine tell them to do. So
mm-hmm.
for me it was like, aren't you supposed to, what would I expect from it? Like at that point it was like my choice. I don't feel I belong. I felt that pressure of you should have to do these things for to go to the church,
mm-hmm.
like to go to the temple.
Right.
And, well, I met with Risha several times. And I was like, you're probably still doing this. And it's like, it's a commitment. So
yeah.
Got to that point.
Uh-huh. So you weren't feeling guilty at that point for doing things outside of the church.
Mm-hmm. So I think what changed is that what is good or right is based on what it is. That's very hard to choose and make your own belief system based on your standards.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that was really hard to make that choice, because that meant that my isolation would not be by going to the church.
Mm-hmm.
My isolation came after, again.
Mm-hmm.
When I push out myself for that, mm-hmm. like I pull myself out, I mean.
Yeah, it's just like one isolation for a different isolation.
Exactly. So I needed to just choose which one I was going to do,
mm-hmm.
which I thought there should be another way. And luckily, I found my place by doing mental health,
mm-hmm.
and meeting people, new people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the church comes. I mean, it comes with a community. I think that's a huge mm-hmm. point that they kind of put out there, is you have all the people, like you were saying earlier, there's connections and there's opportunities when you have that huge community, especially if you're born into it, right? But having to go out there and discover it and make it for yourself, how difficult did you find that process, like building up that second, I guess, support system?
The first part, it was I needed to find my standards, my what I believe was good or right, like
mm-hmm.
good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still, there was things that would make me think. Okay, get me.
I kind of wish I could have a pet tortoise.
Me too. No, we don't have a speech yet. So.
You need to discover what you thought
yeah.
was right.
And that's the thing, is I think religion is for someone that you believe that can have answers for you,
mm-hmm.
who you are,
mm-hmm.
will create those kind of situations of you. It's like you feel like you want to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
But someone else tells you, like, no,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't drink water.
Yeah.
You cannot own your body. You cannot own your mind. You cannot own your even beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of power in someone else's.
Yeah.
And, well, I do worry about, like, when what is going to happen with, no, it's a lot of power that you give to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell this part of, there are even exceptions that they do in church, right? And we're gonna talk about LDS. But they do exceptions. How is that in the Book of Mormon, at the beginning of it, Nephi is allowed to, and he himself claims that mm-hmm. he can go and kill Laban. And this is a test of faith, and they call it like that, the missionaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I go down to that, is the exception exists even in the church,
mm-hmm.
and that's even that in the what they call right scripture
mm-hmm.
from God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is scary. Is you know what else I'm gonna build that, like what else they can create
mm-hmm.
instead of
yeah okay.
So well so yeah so the this system needed to be removed, and I still today I question so right now, what I consider myself is very little, very, and I'm gonna put it like this, not many people can't get through me unless they come through this spot of I never, how could I say that? This is, I don't believe that right now someone can manipulate me through, and I don't think they're trying to manipulate me, it's just, mm-hmm. it's a way for them to feel that they got control over someone else.
Yeah.
But, up at this point in my life, it's really hard that someone would tell me that I should not believe in many things that I've already
mm-hmm.
done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And do you think that came from the isolation that you felt, that you kind of just became your own sort of temple? You kind of were just isolated within yourself, and that's why people can't deter you from what you believe?
Because mm-hmm. it's based on how it affects me. It's mm-hmm. not so much of what other people need to think about me,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is, you do that when you grow older and older.
Mm-hmm.
But even in... There's another layer on that. If I need to go down where... That has become... Mm-hmm. I believe we all have access to the universe, access to who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people are more conscious and self-aware of that, the less harm
mm-hmm.
I think the one will do to
mm-hmm.
herself, himself, and others.
Mm-hmm.
But the other layer is, then you don't create exceptions or special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is better than, or I can feel for you what you have to
mm-hmm.
or think for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like more one.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of work.
Yeah. So, when you were building the things that you believe now, what did you find? Where did you get those ideas? Did you take any ideas from Christianity or from being LDS? How did you determine, like, if you were starting from a clean slate, how do you determine what is good and what is not good? Is it just how you feel?
Mm-hmm. It's how I feel, always.
Yeah.
It's always how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, I think not everyone can do it because we are the people that they have their own, mental. I think there is some people that they have their own mental state
mm-hmm.
and still they have a hard time to see the consequences of be responsible of the consequences of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still putting everyone in the in danger, or putting people, like, taking advantage of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more conscious you are of yourself, I am, you think of all those are conscious, they are human, they are,
mm-hmm.
so you do not, or try not to do things that,
mm-hmm.
well, even if you're empath, you have to put your boundaries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. I would never put a name on what I believe. I just, it's
mm-hmm.
me. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has to call in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more convinced of that because it's, and based on beliefs, if someone is going to ask me about what I'm an expert on, or I know a lot, I would give that advice. And if I'm being asked to do it, I sometimes just, you know, I try to do that. But inside of me, I am willing to put aside completely, like, I have this experience. I think that for me will work this way, but I have a hard time just to, why would I say to my family, no, what are you doing it wrong? I don't even feel, at this point, I don't feel the need to tell them, you know. This is not good for yourself.
But do they feel the need to tell that to you? Or they, how do they feel about this change in you?
There have been a lot of passive aggressive in actions. But never told me, like, it's only a sister told me, I am confused, kind of. Why you left? Why you don't go to church? And I'm really confused about that. Though she opened up to give her a little bit of me, which is kind of weird, right? And then she tells me, but I see that you are the same person.
Yeah.
It's humanizing. It's really hard for someone else that has to be right or wrong, black or white.
Yeah.
To think how she can be the same person.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and then it builds up that gap of fear. What you know, don't know, it makes you feel fear.
Yeah.
Of, I shouldn't not get close.
Yeah, right. But you are the same person. I mean, why would you be... why would you be any different, right? Because if you've had these feelings all your life and developed it, even if she didn't know that you were developing those feelings, you were still the same person. You know, I think it's rare that people have a double life where it's like one night they're acting completely different than the next they're changed. Like, you had developed this all your life, and whether she knew that or not. So, this sort of what you believe now, is there any room for a God?
I know this sounds weird, but I think everyone's God.
No, I don't think that sounds weird. Why do you say that?
Because you have to enable it. That's what I think. I think you have to open. You have to be open to create your own.
Rest.
Secret
rest.
Place only for you. Nobody has to be...
rest.
To be there. Eyes, words, past, even ideas, future ideas.
It's pretty similar to... what I know is Satanism. I know that's a scary religion.
Satan?
Name. Satanism.
Oh.
They don't worship Satan. They worship themselves, the people. They believe that that you should worship your own feelings and how you feel you should live your life, and which sounds relatively similar to what you're saying.
I don't know a lot of Satanism.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. The thing is, it sounds like they worship themselves. I think you do that to God, right? But I am discarding an idea of that. Is I don't worship that. I think it's because if you say that, and I don't know a lot of it, but how you use that word, that means that they are entitled to do certain things or feel certain ways because they did something or
mm-hmm.
they have been through certain.
Mm.
In my way of thinking is, if you're feeling special, so let me explain this. Let's put the entitlement that we can put it there. When someone cannot appreciate that someone else has feelings,
mm-hmm.
that someone else have a way of looking at things in a certain way, therefore they become an object.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone else become an object, I am entitled.
Mm-hmm.
I become an entitled person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important, right? To observe all other people's for who they are and accept who they are,
mm-hmm.
and that their path or their way of doing things is the right place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though, but it's sounding that in that kind of belief, I'm not sure, secta. I don't know how to say that in English.
Mm-hmm.
Secta. That it's built up. To put a name on something
mm-hmm.
and make it objectify
mm-hmm.
or make
yeah.
others objects.
Right.
So therefore, I'm a special. And that's the thing, is you become a special. It means that at some point, or you are not seeing the whole picture, which is we are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there is something that in it, in the process of connecting with someone else, it's impossible to do it,
mm-hmm.
to see their side.
Yeah, right.
So, I cannot be, and that's the thing, that it will become the same bill, like, the same structure, same ways, but just putting it in another,
mm-hmm.
another name.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what...
That's what you want to get away from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I don't have to put a name on it. It's just simply...
Where does that leave you with the afterlife, then? Do you have any thoughts on that? You're laughing.
No, you.
Why?
It's another way to put a name on something.
Uh-huh.
It's just... People want to classify things
mm-hmm.
so they can understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe that's something else.
Yeah.
That's another way to... Right. So there's something after this life.
Uh-huh.
But I don't... And I think that might be something because, well, you die.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the cycle of life,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You die, you become something else.
Reincarnation?
Yeah, exactly. The bird eats you, and then you become part of the bird, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's what's after this life is just an adept worried that if you just implement that to your beliefs,
mm-hmm.
you just end up acting upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you could... So... And it is still something to explore more for me.
Yeah.
Is I cannot put a label after my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have never... And if I've lived it, I don't remember.
Yeah, right.
So I cannot label what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing is, that's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like you're more worried, well, maybe not worried, but more interested in what's happening now, whether most religions are focused on what's going to happen when we die. Like, that's why you follow the commandments. That's why you do this and this and this, is because... It determines where you're going to be when you die. But you're more focused on what's happening now. Which I think is more logical.
Mm-hmm.
Because how do you know what's going to... I mean, nobody knows what happens when you die, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why be so focused on it? I don't know. It seems to be a big draw for people. Maybe because it's the fear. They're just afraid.
the Christianity, or I say Christianity especially because it's who follows Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be worried after this life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are not part of the church,
mm-hmm.
do you think about it? Like, unless they have told you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. For me, you don't ask questions unless you feel identified with it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. Like, maybe it's saying more about themselves
mm-hmm.
than others.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is, you need to be worried about what's after this
yeah.
life because I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, right.
That's part of it. And the other thing is, gives them a lot of control.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is teaching you something that is not proven,
mm-hmm.
you can prove it to yourself that that's a true,
mm-hmm.
true to yourself. To yourself, not who else's have
mm-hmm.
Have their own personal experience. I dream about my grandma, grandpa, or
mm-hmm.
my family, or my brother, my sister
mm-hmm.
pass away, and I believe I'm gonna go and see them. And therefore, there should be something after.
Yeah.
And therefore, how do I get them?
Mm-hmm.
And all of that builds up to another idea.
Mm-hmm.
But what about if I tell you, no? Well, what would be a good example of this? So, if I tell you from the base of science, right?
Mm-hmm.
You become one thing to another, and you become one part of other. And I'm not discarding of the study that has been done of showing that but on the quantum ideas
mm-hmm.
of our bodies can sense before we think.
Mm-hmm.
But others might be feeling. I'm not discarding that.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that is giving us access to tell someone else what
mm-hmm.
they have to feel or do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know if I got out of the line. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Oh, I went there. Okay. So, yeah. So, and I truly believe that there is, and it's not a belief, it's science, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You can't, if you are surrounded by certain type of, you know, bites, and these waves, will make you that more, you will tend to be more negative if you're around to people that they are negative, even
right.
if you don't say anything. They just need to stand by you.
Yeah, right.
It's the same, but those are things that eyes cannot see,
mm-hmm.
but you can feel. Though, how is that if there is something else, good for who saw Jesus,
mm-hmm.
good for who saw God,
mm-hmm.
and they call God, and they have so many descriptions of who he is,
mm-hmm.
and how he knows what we need,
mm-hmm.
that's the part that makes me think,
Yeah.
There's a trick there.
Yeah.
Trying
to yeah. And especially if you go back into, like, I don't know if you've done any exploring on the LDS religion and how it actually came to be. But there's definitely some tricks there, which is why I tend to not really believe in, like, a religion, you know? Because I think a lot of people, like you have been saying, just kind of want control, and what people can and cannot do, whether, I don't know, but,
And the interesting part about that, the control part,
yeah,
is whereas you're in a church or the religion or any kind of group,
mm-hmm.
that these kind of spiritual groups do, or any kind, at the end of the day, this is a human tendency, survival mode. For us to win in a situation, we tend that we have to impose in others what things are, they look like, and they have to. Believe it. And as soon as you believe in getting into that drama, it's like you're watching a, how do you call
it? A play?
A play, yeah. So, if they pick you up, and this is what I think. If someone is in a fire, right, at home, is in fire, right? And that's what's happening in the play, okay? But the ones is like, we're just watching it. We are no part of it. But as soon as someone might pick you up, and get you there, and someone tells you, you see how hot it is here? You need to get, like, you need to get water. You need to get water. Get water. So that's the thing that happens with the beliefs. Is someone even push you that you have to do something that you, unless you are really, really synchronized with that part, right? Secret, like, this is what I think. I feel and all that. You get into it. You get into it. You're a kid, even more. So if you're a kid, just brainwash.
And how have you developed a way to not do that? How do you not get drawn into something? Because, I mean, some people are really good at, I mean, these huge religions have millions and millions of people who have followed them. How have you sort of blocked yourself from that?
I've seen on a private, like in a family setting, many hard things. Like, it just, it feels very
hypocritical.
The guilt part felt that there's something off on how I'm measuring people, how I relate with other people, how I have to choose good and bad, and how is that that someone else knows better than me?
It's just who you are.
I could go more details on that, but it gets very dark.
That's what this podcast is for.
I wish we can understand that all this conversation is, this is not happening only when you are in a religion. It's when you truly believe that what you believe has to be implemented in someone else's. And it can be anything. And breaking through that, and we're talking about religion, but I could believe and I could say that in a political way, like we are supposed to be following someone because they're so and so. When you get in a point of you want to convince someone else and convincing others, it's, and you believe that you're supposed to convince someone else, that's when it gets hard. Not the natural way of thinking.
Do you see yourself in the future changing this sort of thought process? Do you, I mean, you left a pretty big religion when you were, you said 32. Do you see yourself doing the same thing? Or changing your own thoughts right now, like as you evolve as a person, when your kid gets older.
I have to be heat on my head and lose all what I've learned at this point.
Yeah.
Really, I am like, how am I going to go back to my mother and let it change that so many thoughts like that? And I thought of it too, but I'm like, it's not a religion only. It's based on many other aspects of that might make you objectify people and make them objects. And as soon as you do that, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that's when you know that. And that's what I use
mm-hmm.
for myself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Any last words? Any last thoughts? If someone was trying to break out of religion and listen more to themselves, because it seems like you really listen to yourself,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell them?
Probably two things. One is ask themselves always the question, why? Why do I do what I think? What do you think the way I think? Why? I think I am here now. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? And the other question is, the other thing is, am I loving myself?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming onto the podcast. It's great to have you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of What the Religion. Just a reminder to email in for an interview at whattereligion@gmail.com. Even if you don't feel like you have anything to say, try anyway. I love hearing from you all. Also, follow me on TikTok at What the Religion or consider joining my Patreon. And as always, I'll hear you later.